السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. First, I'd like to offer my condolences on the occasion of the martyrdom anniversary of Her Eminence, Her Holiness Lady Fatima alayha salam. And also thank you for the committee at Dawla Zahra to give me the opportunity to share a few moments with you tonight, inshallah. When someone like Lady Fatima alayha salam has been assigned an attribute, we also can incorporate that attribute within ourselves. She is an example for men and women, and therefore there has to be some emphasis or some more attention has to be given to her attributes if you want to incorporate them. Some of her attributes, though, on the outside seem very difficult, or it may be even impossible for us to incorporate because of the nature of the attributes. One of those attributes is batul, and this derives from the root meaning of being cut off. And Lady Fatima was cut off, alayhi salam, from many things. But that which the traditions of Ahlul Bayt focus upon more, and even assign this attribute to Lady Maryam, alayhi salam, also, is that they were batul, in that they were cut off from seeing any menstruation, experiencing any menstruation. They were batul. Now the question is, how can we be batul? Naturally, for men it won't apply if you look at the zahiri aspect of menstruation. It doesn't apply in men. And even in women, most of them, they experience it. So even the zahiri meaning of batul isn't too much for women to take an example from. Because for most of them will experience it, the menstruation. So neither men nor women can be batul in the zahiri sense, in the exoteric sense. The story doesn't end here. No, they're not an example in the physical sense for us. And more importantly, their attributes are in relation to their inner dimensions. And it's the dimensions of their inner self, dimensions of their soul, that they are true examples for us. Not necessarily the way they have hair or eyes or a nose. And here, the esoteric meaning of batul all of a sudden becomes very important for us to understand. What is the inner meaning of being batul? What is the esoteric, batini dimensions of menstruation? And how can men, even men, or women, menstruate in the batini sense? If we understand this, then we understand what batul means. Rather than all our lives sufficing with a physical meaning of it just being cut off from the physical period. And then this has importance. This has a lot of repercussions. In the traditions of Ahlul Bayt, it says, offer the love of Ali alayhi salam to your children. If they love him, he's one of you, the Shia. But if he doesn't love Ali, he's either a munafiq, your child, or was conceived out of wedlock, or it says the child was conceived whilst the woman was menstruating. There's a very important code here. The child was conceived when the woman was menstruating. This menstruating, again, there's a physical meaning to it. It doesn't apply too much to us. It may do, but the bodily meaning has very serious side effects. Because on the zahiri Sharia level, yes, it's the act, that act is prohibited during menstruation. And we refrain from it. Although sometimes you see that the norm of a particular lady is 3 days, and after 3 days the act is actualized, and then 1 or 2 days later she sees blood again. That would be an example of conceiving. And therefore anything within 10 days, if you want to act according to precaution, especially if you deem it probable that you will see, you have to refrain, or it will fall in this category. But that usually doesn't happen, inshallah. But this tradition is touching upon something much more important, that the enemy of Ali, one misdaab, was that the woman conceived whilst menstruating. This also, like the attribute we started the lecture with, if we don't understand the batini meaning of menstruating, you won't understand the codes of the traditions of Ahlul Bayt. And this suddenly becomes a key to wilaya. No, the batini meaning of hayd, menstruation, becomes a key to wilaya, the love of Ali alayhi salam. Then you go one step forward again. And here it becomes tricky for many people. Many people become very uncomfortable with it. The same applies to the wilaya of the Waliul Faqih. The same philosophy holds. Maybe to a lesser degree, but the same philosophy holds. And therefore, if they conceived whilst menstruating, in the batini sense, they would go against wilaya. So this was just an introduction. So we have to now touch upon what is the batini meaning, the esoteric dimension of menstruating. What is at stake here? I'm going to read 1 or 2 pages from one of the tafsirs of the famous Al-Arif Najmullah al-Kubra, which is a famous tafsir. Since your seminary students have read the Arabic and translate, and then we'll take things here. You have to pay attention though, because if you miss it, it's going to be problematic. Understanding why. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ أَنِ الْمَحِيدِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذَى. And this is the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 222. They ask you, the Prophet, concerning menstruation. You, the Prophet, say it's a burden. And then he says, وَلَيْسَ وَلِلَّهِ فِيهَا أَسْرَارٌ عَجِيبًا وَأَنْتَافٌ خَفِيًّا. In this verse there are secrets, concealed secrets. أَنْتَافٌ خَفِيًّا, also concealed grace has been revealed here. If only you have access to it. فَمِنْ ذَلِكَ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى بَنَاتِ آدَمَ مِنَ الْمَحِيدِ. And amongst those أسرار عجيبة, extraordinary secrets, and those concealed grace, is that Allah has ordained upon the daughters of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, he's ordained menstruation. وَلِلَّهِ فِيهَا امْتِحَانٌ وَإِبْتِلَاءٌ مَعَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ. And this menstruation, there is burden, a test, tribulation for men and women. فَأَتَسِلُ النِّسَاءُ فِي الْمَحِيدِ, verse of the Quran, to keep away from the women during menstruation. وَجَعَلَ التَّبَاعُدَ أَنْهُنَّ فِي أَيَّامِ الْهَيْدِ تَقَرُّبًا إِلَيْهِ. And Allah has assigned being distanced, assigned for the men to be distanced from the women during the days of menstruation as a means of gaining proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this proximity is because you're submitting to His majestic command, keep away. You're submitting to that. That's a form of acquiring proximity towards Allah when you submit to the majestic commands of the Almighty. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَطْهُرْنَ. And Allah the Almighty says, don't approach them, don't become intimate with them until they become clean. ثم جعل التقرب إليهن, then Allah gives the order that you can approach the women. على شرائط الأمر ومجانبة التبع موجبا للمحبة والوصلة. Then Allah gives the command that you can approach them based on His majestic order and His prerequisite that you can do it only after they become clean, that you refrain from the act during menstruation. Once they become clean, then you can go forth. So there, two things are involved. One is you submit to Allah's command, and the second is مُجَانَبَةِ التَّابَعَ, where you become distanced from your inner whims of the soul, your animalistic whims. You don't do things because your animalistic self dictates to you. You do things because Allah tells you to do it. And whatever Allah says, you submit to. Whatever your lust and animalistic whims say, you keep distance from that. You do things for Allah's sake. Then this, the Arif says, this leads to divine love and communion, wusla. In one verse of the Holy Quran, to the Holy Prophet, Allah says, tell them, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. Tell the people, O Prophet, tell the people, if you want to love Allah, follow me, the Prophet. The opening verse was an ask, they ask you, the Prophet, concerning menstruation. Say it's a burden, but they ask you. Here, if they want to love Allah, tell them, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me. Then, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah will love them. If Allah will love, if you, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, you follow the Prophet. Follow the commands of the Prophet. Follow the commands of Allah. If you do that, then Allah will love you. Divine love increases upon you. And then wusla, communion happens. Because one man, ashaqani ashaqtu, whoever loves me, I will love them, Allah says. One man ashaqtuhu qataltuhu. That's where communion arises. That wusla. Whoever I love, I will kill. I will eliminate their ego. But it starts with فَاتَّبِعُونِي. قول تعالى فإذا تطهرن فأتوهن من حيث أمركم الله. Allah says, once they cleanse themselves, purify themselves, then approach them however way Allah has commanded you, but still within Allah's framework of action. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves those who keep returning. The commentary is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ أَنْ مُوَافَقَةِ التَّابِ. Allah loves those who keep returning from acting in accordance with their inner whims, with their animalistic nature. Whenever it happens, they keep on returning. Whenever it wants to happen, they return to Allah. They don't want to act on a par with their animalistic whims. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ عَنْ مُخَالَفَةِ الشَّرْعِ. And Allah loves those who purify themselves from acting in contradiction to the Sharia. They purify themselves. They don't act in contradiction to the Sharia. وَجَعَلَ اِتْتَزَالَ النِّسَاءِ. Now that was the benefit for men. Then Allah has assigned this keeping away from women وَبُؤْدَهُنَّ عَنِ الْأَزْوَاجِ, and the distance the women should have from their spouses, مُوجِبًا لِلْقُرْبَةِ وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي الظَّاهِرِ مُوجِبًا لِلْبُؤْدِ عَنْ مَقَامِ الْمُنَاجَاتِ. That Allah has also commanded the women to be distanced from their spouses, also لِلْقُرْبَةِ, for them to gain proximity to Allah. With the same philosophy, they submit to Allah's command and don't commit the act during that period, and also they don't give in to their animalistic whims during that period. Even though, according to the Zahir, the outer aspect of the scenario, مُوجِبًا لِلْبُغْدْ عَنْ مَقَامِ الْمُنَاجَاتِ, you said, even for the women, it's a means, this distancing, it's a means of getting closer to Allah, even though, on a par with the outer reality, they aren't allowed to execute the physical salat, the physical munajat, but it's still لِلْقُرْبَةِ. Why? لَأَنَّهُنَّ مُنِئْنَا عَنْ سُورَةِ الْمُنَاجَاتِ. Women, during that period, they are prohibited from the outer aspect of the salat. They are prohibited from the physical salat. وَهِيَا, but this salat, its reality, its inner reality. The women are prohibited in executing the outer salat, the bending down, the prostrating, and so on and so forth. But the inner haqiqa of the salat, وَهِيَا مُدَاوَمَةُ الذِّكْرِ وَمُرَاقَبَةُ الْقُلُوبِ. The inner reality of salat, أَقِمِ السَّلَاةِ لِذِكْرِ, the Quran reads. It's a persistency in recalling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the reality of salat, not the outer movements. That's a conduit, an important conduit. But the reality is mudawamatu dhikr. It's a persistency in invoking Allah, remembering Allah. Wa muraqabatu qulub, self-scrutinizing your heart and the intentions of your heart when you act day to day, moment to moment. Are you doing it for Allah's sake or not? Is it done with sincerity or not? This is the real salat. Women during menstruation have been prohibited from the outer salat, but the reality of salat is something else. And in the instructions of Ahlul Bayt at the time of Adhan, it's mustahab. to even do the wudu in that state. Sit down on the sajdah and do du'as. Nothing is hindering them from the haqiqah of the salat. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. A hadith of Qudsi. That I sit down, I Allah accompany those who remember me. Although, this is a special kind of remembrance. Otherwise, Allah is remembering everyone. And everyone is seeing Allah, even if they're unaware of it. But this is a special kind of remembrance, a special type of sitting. Allah accompanies one who remembers Him. In one verse in the Holy Quran, after mentioning a number of ظاهري blessings, Allah says, therefore, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. From those outer blessings, suddenly it's a question of remember me, the essence of me. Because those blessings aren't separate from me. They're all manifestations of me. Suddenly from physical blessings, it goes to the essence of Allah. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. I, Allah, I, أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember you. This is very big. This is true salat.
وَجَعَلَ تَتَحُرَهُنَّ وَمُحَافَذَةِ أَنفُسِهِنَّ أن إتيان المنهي موجبا للمحبة والوصلة. And Allah has assigned there the women's cleansing themselves and preserving their souls, scrutinizing, monitoring, and preserving their souls from committing that which is prohibited. And this leads to her divine love of Allah and her communion. So for men and women, here, this instruction to keep away, it leads to that closeness to Allah for both of them.
وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ. And Allah says the same with the women too. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves those who keep returning. A, that is, محافظ النفس عن المنهيات. They keep on returning, i.e., in a state of preserving their soul from the prohibited actions. Whenever they're about to do it, they return, they monitor themselves. They keep returning to Allah. Whenever it's a threat, they return to Allah. Allah loves the tawwabi.
وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ.
Allah loves those who cleanse themselves in relation to the women. A. مُرَبِّ النَّفْسِ بِالْمَأْمُورَاتِ. In relation to their duties, they manage, they educate their souls, they nurture their souls correctly. When they do things, it's on a par with Allah's will. They purify themselves. It's not on a par with their animalistic whims.
فَكَمَا أَنَّ لِلنِّسَى مَحِيدًا فِي الظَّاهِرِ.
In the same way that for women there's a menstruation on the outer sharia, exoteric level,
وَهُوَ, what is it, that exoteric haid? وَهُوَ سَبَبُ نُقْصَانِ إِيمَانِهِنَّ فِي الصَّلَاةِ وَالصِّيَامِ.
And this exoteric haid that Allah has ordained for the women, it's a cause to a deficiency of their actions. Iman in the Quran, the meaning of Iman in many verses of the Quran is referring to actions. It's just a deficiency of, a quantitative deficiency of their actions in relation to Salat, the Zahiri Salat they don't do. That's it. The fasting, the Zahiri fasting, they don't do. When they have a Zahiri Hayd, all that means is that it's a cause for there to be a quantitative deficiency in doing Salat and doing the Zahiri fasting.
فَكَذَلِكَ.
In the same way,
للرجال فمن مهيدون في الباطل. The men have a mahid, have a menstruation, but in the bodily sense. وهو سبب نقصان إيمانهم عن حقيقة الصلاة. But this bodily menstruation that applies for men and for women, but for men too, that's when they experience a deficiency in their, this bodily mahil leads to a deficiency in their bodily haqiqi salat. It leads to a deficiency in their bodily fasting. The man may be doing salat on the outside. He may be fasting on the outside, but he is menstruating on the inside. He is not batul. Look, we started the discussion on this, how to incorporate this holy attribute of Lady Fatima. If you don't understand the bodily dimensions of it, because the zahiri dimensions don't affect men, if you don't understand the bodily aspects, it won't be relevant. فَكَذَلِكَ لِلْرِجَالِ, for the men, there is a menstruation, fil batin, an inner menstruation, and that is a cause to هو سبب نقصان إيمانهم عن حقيقة الصلاة. What is the حقيقة of salat? هي المناجات. It's a remembrance of Allah. وعن حقيقة الصيام. They're also deficient in relation to the haqiqa of fasting. Even though they're physically fasting, if they're innerly ha'id, they are deficient from the haqiqa of fasting. وَهُوَ الْإِمْسَاكِ عَنْ مُشْتَهَيَاتِ النُّفُوسِ. And that is the haqiqa of fasting, the haqiqa of Salat was that mudawamatu dhikr. The haqiqa of fasting was the mushtahayat al-nufus, the animalistic whims of the soul. You have to make sure you don't become a menstruator in the bodily sense if you want to be batul. Wahuwa. Now, the bottom of hayd, of menstruation, huwa, hawa nafs. It's going down to the detail now. The bottom of menstruation, of the animal whims of the soul. Hawa ya nafs. Hawa nafs. Kama anna al-mahida huwa sayalanu dam anil faj. In the same way that the physical haze, it's a currency, a fluidity of blood from the anterior genitalia of the woman, in the same way the batini haze, which applies to men and women, is when the whims accumulate and disperse and overflow from the soul. فَكَذَلِكَ الْحَوَى. The same, the whims, has been compared to the blood, the physical blood. What is this hawaii nafs? Huwa ghalabatu dawa'i sifat al-bashariya wal-hajat al-insaniya. It's when the animalistic needs of us become predominated within us. Animalistic needs. Those animalistic whims predominate within us. فَكُلَّمَا غَلَبَ الْحَوَى تَكَدَّرَ الصَّفَى. And whenever the hawaii nafs, the whims of the soul, predominate over you, the transparency of the soul, the sincerity of the soul, the safa of the soul becomes opaque, becomes darkened, when the animal whims are predominated. In effect, when you're not batul. وَحَسَلَ الْأَذَى, and that results in burden. يَسْأَلُونَكَ أَنِ الْمَحِيضِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذَى. That's a burden. When you're predominated, it's a spiritual burden as well. When you're predominated, overcome by the animalistic whims. وَقِيلَ, it said, قَتْرَةٌ أَنِ الْحَوَى تُكَدِّرُ بَحْرًا مِنَ السَّفَى. A drop of the whims of the soul, a drop within us, leads to an ocean's worth of leading to one's inner opacity, becoming opaque, a darkness of our spiritual transparency and khulus. فَهِينَ إِذِنْ غَلَبَةٌ مَنَعَتِ النَّفْسِ عَنِ السَّلَاةِ وَالصَّوْمِ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مَشْغُولَةً بِهَا فِي السُّورَةِ. And in such cases, what happens therefore is that overcoming of the animal whims, which is predominating over you, it prevents the soul from the حَقِيقَةِ of the salat. Even though on the outside you're occupied with doing the action, women are spared this. The qalabah of hawa'i nafs prevents you from the haqiqah of fasting. Even though you're physically fasting, the men, women are spared this. فَأَذَا الْهَيْدِ السُّورِي. Because on the outside, they're doing the action. But because of those whims, they don't have access to the haqiqah of salat, to the haqiqah of fasting. They're menstruating in the bodily sense, be you male or female. Look at it. So, I mean, the whole thing, look at the repercussions this has. I mean, I'll go through one or two of them in a minute. فَأَذَا الْهَيْدِ السُّورِي. So this, the external exoteric haze, the burden there is what? أَنَّ الْهَائِذَا مَمْنُوعَةٌ عَنِ الْقُرُبَاتِ بِالسُّورَةِ لَا بِالْمَعْنَى. That with the physical haze, the woman is prohibited from doing the physical acts of obedience like salat, but she's not prohibited بِالْمَعْنَى. She can still have access to the haqiqa, to the truth of salat, the reality of fasting. That's so with the pain that she has, it's only in relation to the physical aspect. She can't pray, she can't fast, but the reality of prayer, the reality of fasting, that the road is open, but she has to also purify herself from the animal whims. That man also. وَأَذَا الْهَيْدِ الْمَعْنَوِي. The burden of the ma'nawi, spiritual haze, is what? أَنَّ الْهَائِذَ, the menstruator, be they men or women. مَمْنُوعٌ عَنِ الْقُرُبَاتِ بِالْمَعْنَى لَا بِالسُّورَةِ. Here, with the ma'nawi, spiritual haze, the menstruator is prohibited from, if they are a spiritual ha'id, they're prohibited from what? They're prohibited from the real salat, the real fasting, qurubat al-ma'navi, the acts of obedience which make you closer to Allah. They've prohibited themselves from getting the true salat, the true fasting. Why? Because they were menstruating, male or female. Why? Because menstruating, the bodily meaning, is when the animal whims predominate within you. إِذَا نُودِيَ قُلُوبُ الرِّجَالِ من سرادقات الجلال فاعتزل النساء. When the hearts of men are called upon by the tents of His All Majesty Allah, giving the command, keep away from women. A, women here in the esoteric sense is an-nufus. Fil mahid, keep away from your souls. When? During menstruation. What is menstruation? A, ghalabatul hawa, the predominating of the hawaya nafs. Keep away from your souls. Monitor them. Preserve them. When? When the animal whims are coming your way. During menstruation, the bodily meaning, when the animal whims are coming your way. Hatta yathurna, until you become clean. In the esoteric sense, A, yafraqna min qada'il hawa'ij daruriyya lil insan min al ma'kul wal mashrub wal mankuh wa ghayr dhalik. Until you become clean, meaning until you become empty from those animalistic needs of yours. We all need to eat. We all drink. We all satiate our appetites. But even if you overdo it, animal whims are predominating over you. You overeat, overdo other things. But let's say even if you do that which is in the zarura, that which is necessary to survive, to do your ibadat, it's still a whim. It's still a whim. Now, this is how the ulama would live. When they eat, they don't eat for the sake of eating. When they drink, they don't drink because this is nice. When you say, I'm drinking this drink because it's nice, it's a whim. A whim of the soul is hawaya nafs. These are the inner meanings of menstruation. If you overeat, it's a loss. Cause. But even if you eat that which is much which is necessary, you still, some time has to go before you come out of that state of being predominated by the need to eat. فَإِذَا تَتَهَرْنَا بِمَاءِ التَّوْبَةِ وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ وَالْإِنَابَةِ. And when they purify themselves, because you've eaten, you've drank, you've satiated other appetites, these were whims of the soul, now you have to repent. Not repent a Sharia sin, but a Tariqa sin. You have to seek forgiveness from Allah that you predominated your soul to some degree. And then you can return to the Divine Presence. If you do that, Raja'na ila al-Hazrati fi talabin qurba. Okay. Now, this, if you understand this, now, many things arise here. Some of them is going to be quite uncomfortable, you have to forgive me. But at least let me share this with you. So one, as we started off with, Lady Fatima alayhi wasalam was a battle. With the attributes of Lady Fatima, she's an example for men and women. The physical batul that we've been occupying ourselves all our lives unnecessarily, she's not an example in that regard. Neither for women nor men. But the spiritual batul, yes. Be you man or woman, you can be spiritually batul, but it has degrees. You won't be like her with her station, even prophets weren't of her station, but we can be battled too. I.e., we can be cut off from the inner menstruation, which means not allowing those animal winds predominating over us. And to the extent that it does, we always seek forgiveness. That's one meaning. But this meaning is a bit more tricky. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari says that إِعْرِضُ عَبْزِكُنْ offer إِعْرِضُ حُبَّ عَلِيٍّ عَلَىٰ أَوْلَادِكُمْ offer the love of Ali, present the love of Ali to your children. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُ فَهُوَ مِنْكُمْ those who love him, Ali alayhi salam, they're one of you, a true Shia. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحِبَّهُ if whoever doesn't love Ali, this love isn't a physical love. It's a divine love. This love will never come your way if moment to moment you don't acknowledge that Allah is watchful over you. This love will never come your way. Making sure Allah moment to moment is watching over you will not come your way if you don't filter every action before doing it in the sense that you do it for Allah's pleasure alone. And even having the capacity to make such a filtering mechanism with every action, doing things for Allah's pleasure, it won't come your way unless you master the wajibat and the muharramat. Not sinning intentionally for a number of months at least. Inadvertently, people may sin. We're not masoom or anything. But intentionally sinning, knowing it's a sin and doing it. You try that for a number of months, and your ustad is your manager, taqlid. And then you have the capacity to filter actions before doing them. Am I doing it for Allah's sake? Before that, you don't have the means. If you do it, you're just polluting yourself. You're fooling yourself. If you do that, then you have the means to truly acknowledge Allah's watchful over you moment to moment. And only then, not out of your own doing, when the ikhlas has reached a certain threshold, then Allah's love will come your way. Allah's love here, the same applies to the love of Ali alayhi salam. It's not an academic love. Present the love of Ali alayhi salam to your children. If they love him, they're one of you. If they don't love him, fas'alu. Fas'alu. Ummahu, ask their mother, if the child doesn't like love Ali, ask the mother. Min ayna ja'at bi? How did you conceive him? How did you conceive this child? You go to the midwife every month during those 9 months before you plan a physical planning, but do you ever plan a spiritual planning for your children? It's an important key to wilaya. Why people suddenly go against wilaya? It's a very important, a prominent reason, a prominent wisdom. Ask them, how did they conceive this child? Fa'inni, I, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, samitu Rasulallah. And this tradition has been stated in many different ways. I've heard the Messenger of Allah, Yaqul, used to say, لِعَلِي ibn Abi Talib, in relation to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, لَا يُحِبُّكَ they don't love you, إِلَّا مُؤْمِن save the believer. No one loves you but the believer. وَلَا يُبْغِذُكَ now who hates you? Then he gives three categories of those who hate Amir al-Mu'mineen. وَلَا يُبْغِذُكَ إِلَّا مُنَافِقْ either you're a munafiq, أو وَلَدُ زَنِيَ or a child born out of wedlock. These two I don't want to touch upon right now. أو حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهِيَ طَامِثْ or the woman conceived the child whilst she was menstruating. Look, whilst she was menstruating. Now, the physical menstruation, it won't apply too much, but even for women, it's possible. Let's say if the norm is 3 days for you, and then you're used to 3 days, and on the fourth day or the fifth day, the act is done, and it's on the sixth day, seventh day, you see bleeding. Well, that's going to be, it's problematic, on a, at least on a spiritual level. Refrain, at least if you don't know, for the 10 days. For the men to have this in mind. Anyway, but that's not the attention here. Here, whilst menstruating, she conceived. Now, menstruating, the bodily meaning has to be kept here. This has much more relevance. That when she was conceiving with the husband, they were menstruating in the bodily sense. A man and a woman who are predominated by animalistic whims and havaya nafs, when they conceive a child in that state, that child is not going to love Amir al-Mu'mineen. And other traditions too say this. One is al-khuluq al-hasan la yunza illa min walad haydatin aw walad zinya. That the good, noble, ethical traits, they won't be detached save from the child who was born out of wedlock or the child who was born during menstruation. The bodily meaning of menstruation. Of course, in the physical sense, it rarely happens. You don't conceive a child when you're menstruating. Maybe one in a million. It's the bodily, how are you going to understand these traditions? It's the botany, hey, and that's why this is very important. And finally, this was in relation to the hope of Ali, who is the successor to the Holy Messenger. He was the wali. What about the wali today? What would you say about Wilayat al-Faqih today, yesterday, in the future? Present the love of the leader to your children. The same philosophy holds. It's going to be uncomfortable, I know. Many of you don't agree. It doesn't matter. It's very difficult. But wilaya continues, be it with a ma'soom or a non-ma'soom. It's one of Allah's names. It continues until the last day. It never ends. It's not an-nabi. Do they like their leader or not? You see the repercussions here. And this is something important. It's a key to wilaya. You can see it in yourselves. And you only have to limit it to yourselves. Analyze yourselves. But look at the enemies today. The enemies. It wasn't a Zahiri problem they had. But they were menstruators. I'll just end with a few words of tawassul, inshallah.